We now welcome on the call the head coach of the New Hampshire Wildcats, Rick Santos. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Congratulations to you and your guys. What an incredible game on Saturday between the Wildcats and Rhode Island. You guys come up out on top 31-28. Before we look ahead, just give me your impressions on that game.
Yeah, I was just happy, you know, that we kept fighting. We had a resolve. That's two straight games where we started slow offensively. You know, we didn't get a point in the first quarter. That simply can't be the case here if we want to finish the season the way we want to. So I was happy that we found a way to keep battling back, and just, you know, hats off to Rhode Island. They're so well coached. They're so disciplined. And, you know, we had our hands full in particular with their offense. You know, Ed Lee was making plays all over the field. We couldn't stop him. And, you know, they kept fighting. We found a way to get the game tied and ultimately take the lead. And then they had a really, really nice long drive there to go up on us. And defense found a way to get a stop there at the end, get us the ball back. And just really happy with the way that we finished, you know, that game. I think we had a 2-minute drive to get some momentum back to finish the first half. And then ultimately that last drive, and just the courage and guts that Brosmer had to hang in there and make that game winning throw in 4th and 9, you know, trusting a true freshman in that moment, DJ Lincoln, to go up and be big and to make it. So just for us, I'm just really happy for the young men in that locker room to have that moment. You know, I think they'll look back on that and for the rest of their lives is one of the coolest moments that they had, you know, being a part of this Wildcat family.
Yeah, talk about that last play. As you said, 89-yard drive at 4th and 9. DJ Lincoln doesn't have a catch all day long. And to throw that ball to a freshman who made a tremendous catch on the play, just talk about that play and the call.
Yeah, it was four verts. They ran a 2-deep high zone, and, you know, they had Rhode Island had called a timeout before that play. And we went into it. You know, DJ was on the field to play before. You know, we just kind of talked to Max about what his read would be and to kind of key that safety to the field. And, you know, with Lepkowski and Coyne in the slot, we felt like he might cheat a little bit, you know, towards Lepkowski, who had a big game leading up until that moment. We hit him in the seam 3 or 4 times. So just kind of clued Max into that. If, you know, if he had stayed on the hash there, to big alert to the field hole shot, which probably, you know, in retrospect, that's the least high percentage throw on the field. But that was kind of where that coverage was voided in the moment. And, you know, Max diagnosed that in real time and stepped up and threw a dart in there.
We've talked a lot about Max. You know, he had 1 year that he played, then a, you know, completely off year. 31 of 43, 316 yards, and the poise maybe to take your team on that winning drive. Just talk about his growth and what does a drive like that do for him down the road, is for his confidence and, you know, and other situations that might come up?
Yeah, I think he's an extremely, you know, humble and hardworking young man. I love how he prepares. I think it's, you know, it's no surprise for us that he has made plays in late games and in late and half, just because the way that he goes about his business. You know, he's a football junkie. He's always in our office trying to figure out what the game plan is going to be early on in the week. And, you know, he's basically just an extension of the coaching staff out there. So the way he prepares, you know, there's no surprise there. And then for him, though, to kind of have the game he did last week, you know, where he finished the first half against Richmond and then gave us a shot there late, and ultimately, you know, sometimes failing is the most important thing, because you've gone through that hardship. You know what it feels like to be in that moment. And then, you know, you're not afraid to fail because you've already been through it. And I think that was part of it as well, having the hardship, you know, that week early in that adversity we went through. You know, when he was in that drive and in that moment, you know, he felt like he was going to be good enough to step up and make that play.
Question this morning from Larry Mahoney. Go ahead, Larry.
Hey, Coach, congratulations.
Thanks, Larry. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing well.
It's going to be a 39-degree Maine, New Hampshire typical rivalry game on Saturday. Just want to touch base. I mean, are you – I would assume you're in the playoffs. I mean, am I wrong for assuming that? Do you have to beat Maine? And then again, just talk about Maine and the rivalry. They've had a forgettable season. This could make their season. Thanks.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Honestly, I have no idea if we're in or out. We're not worried about that right now. That's not up to us. It's up to the selection committee. And for us, we need to find a way to put a spirited effort together and get a win in one of the toughest environments to play in the country. And as far as Maine goes, I mean, their record is not indicative of how good of a football team they are. You know, they lost five games, I think, by 10 points or less. four of them were four points or less. That was a heartbreaker this past one. Just looking at the tape, a couple of those calls were questionable. I think, you know, ultimately they should have won that game. You feel to lose a game that way. And, you know, eight of the last 14 games have been decided by a touchdown or less. So, you know, been part of this rivalry when we were number one in the country and they took us to overtime, and been a part of this rivalry when both teams had playoff implications on the line. It doesn't matter what the records are. You throw that out. It's going to be a battle. It's going to be contested. It's going to be chippy. There's no love loss here. We know that. And I think Jordan's a tremendous coach. I think he's getting those guys fired up. They're playing hard every single week. So this is a very, very good football team. That's a couple touchdowns away from, you know, being in the playoff hopes as well.
Rick, just diving into Maine a little bit more, obviously Joe Fagliano has played a lot of football at quarterback for them. As a former quarterback yourself, what impresses you about him?
I think he's got moxie. I think he's got courage back there. He's a tough young man. He hangs in the pocket, but I think he's also a sneaky athletic. He has the ability. He doesn't just scramble to run. He scrambles with his eyes down the field, and those are the quarterbacks that are the most dangerous. When he extends those plays, he's looking for the home run. And he throws a very, very catchable ball, and I think he's got elite touch. So his timing's really, really good. And obviously being in that offense, I know Coach Dresner well, you know, obviously being in there, he does a great job of mixing up run and pass. They're extremely multiple in what they do. So I just think he's a tremendous quarterback that shows that he's a great leader as well by how he plays.
Question for you this morning from Kyle Kensing. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Coach. I wanted to ask, in terms of the rivalry, do you have an all-time favorite moment that sticks out the most in your mind when you think of playing for or being involved in coaching for the Musket?
There's so many good ones that we've had. I mean, you know, that game I mentioned, I think it was 2006. At one point of the year, for like 5 or 6 weeks, we were number one in the country. We went up there and we kind of faltered a little bit, needed that game, you know, went into overtime, I believe, and won 19-13. That was a really, you know, that's when they had DeVito and King and those guys, and they had the number one defense in the country. You know, that was pretty electric. And I look back in 2014 as an assistant coach, going up there and getting a tough win, you know, late in the year, kind of able to hoist the trophy in their locker room when we won the conference. So, you know, there were some really, really cool memories there. But for us, I mean, no time to get nostalgic. You know, I'm thinking about last year, and they flat out kicked our butts in the second half and embarrassed us and, you know, ran across the field hoisting the musket. So, I mean, we got to look what's happened to us lately. And right now, you know, they're the better football team.
Rick, with all that's on the line, not only the musket, which is always enough year in and year out, but a chance to win a CAA championship, which I know we've talked about, has been a goal of yours. What's the message to your team this week?
Stay in the moment. Prepare like we have all year. I think as the games go along and they seem to have more importance, I think it's easy to get ahead of yourself. It's easy to start thinking about things that are outside of our control. So, you know, you got to prepare the right way. You know, we got to get them in here on their off day and find a way to start watching some film and then, you know, prepare on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and have a great walkthrough on Friday. I think just look to some of the things that have got us to this point and allow us to have this great opportunity that we do. And just relish in that and try and work as hard as we can to take advantage of it.
Any big keys in your mind for your team to be able to come out on top?
Well, I think we got to establish a ground game. I think that's one thing that Maine does a phenomenal job doing is working to win the time of possession battle. They run it well. They're physical up front. And, you know, they have a quarterback who just really understands where the ball needs to go. So they move the chains. So we need to try to establish it a little bit there. And then I think, you know, defensively, we got to do a really good job tackling in space because I think they got some playmakers that are dynamic and can make you, you know, give you fits.
All right, Rick, thanks so much for the time this morning. Good luck on Saturday and I appreciate your time all season long on these calls.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.